Hello, this is Rudy with Mossman. How are you?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, hello. This is Rudy with Mossman. Sir?
With what?
With Mossman. We finance businesses, okay? Have you looked at financing
with us? Your voice is not very clear. I can hardly hear you, sir.
What about now? Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you a bit better now, correct.
Okay, sir. Just so you know, Mossman, we finance businesses. We're going to send you an email.
You can't finance me.
Why?
You cannot finance me.
Why?
Because I don't qualify. Because I have 9 negatives from August.
Are you making more than 10,000?
A month?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I just told you by underwriting guidelines, I have too many negatives. I've tried 12 different financing, but nobody will finance you because of the negatives from August.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you an email to see if we can qualify you right now, okay? Just let me confirm.
What's the point? It doesn't depend on you. It depends on your underwriter.
No, it does, because if you make more than $10,000 a month, we can get you approved. Alright, we would just need for you to go ahead and send 4 months of your business bank statements to confirm that you do get more than $10,000 a month. And we can provide you with.
I just told you underwriting, the state underwriting guidelines will not allow the transaction to go through. You can't bypass the regulations. I don't know. Everybody tells me the same thing. I've tried, I told you, I did 12 different financial companies.
How's your credit?
The credit is low. It's 620.
No, that's good. We can qualify you. Low is like 540. Okay, yours is good, and you make more than $10,000 a month. And you prove that with the bank statements, okay? I'm going to send you an email right now to iarene@aol.com.
Yeah, I-A-R-E-N-E at AOL, no, that's correct.
Right. And this is for Ikechu Wu?
Arene, yeah.
Arene, okay. And the name of the company is Enera 3, right?
Correct.
And is this a good contact number, 661-873-5887?
Yes.
All right, how much do you make a month in revenue, monthly, like a set figure?
30 to 50,000.
All right, so we're gonna leave it at 30,000, okay? And how much are you looking for?
60,000.
All right. So give me 1 second, okay? We're gonna go ahead and get this out to you right now. I need for you to open up your email. Can you do that?
I'm driving, but I can do that in the next 30 minutes. I'm driving to my office.
30 minutes. Well, what happened is that I just submit your order, okay? So is there like any way, Mr. Rene, can you pull over at least just to do this real quick, just to upload the bank statement?
Okay.
I'm sending you the email right now.
All right, I'll pull over in the next, as soon as I get to the next, I'll do the next 4 or 5 minutes once I get to an exit, because I'm on the highway.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm going to be on the line with you. You don't have to hang up, because I need to just send some information with you, all right?
Sure.
Let me ask you, do you have any pending loans?
No, I just told you I don't qualify for any loans.
Perfect. All right. And what do you guys do out there, sir, as your company? Enera?
I'm in healthcare. So I do both emergency medicine, emergency ER, and then aesthetics. That's like Botox and fillers. And then cosmetic surgery. That's liposuction. So I do 3 different things.
All right, so you're like a small clinic, a clinic, right?
It's not small, it's an office.
Okay, perfect. And let me ask you, sir, how long have you been in business?
Since 2016, December 2016.
Okay. All right, and do you have any partners or is it just you?
Yeah, I'm 100% owner.
All right, perfect. And what are you going to be using the money for, sir?
For capital expenditure to purchase a second lipo machine and for payroll and for marketing through Google and Instagram. So three things.
Perfect. So I'm pretty sure you're probably going to need it like as soon as possible, right?
I need it today.
All right, definitely. I'm trying to get that out to you, but I just need for you to fill up the application, okay? But don't worry, I'm going to be on the line with you. I'm going to get you approved right now, okay? I just need for you to send the bank
statement. You said you sent the email already?
Yeah, it's going to come from Rudy at milestonecapitalfunding.com.
Okay.
Go ahead and...
I'm looking out for it right now while I'm driving.
Yeah. Don't worry, take your time.
Once I get it, I'll pull over.
Yeah, perfect. Let me resend it just in case. You know, sometimes you have to push it a little bit.
Yeah.
Send another one.
It's only with AOL. Yeah, then I'll check my spam also.
They're not supposed to get rerouted.
Okay, yeah. It's in my spam. So I'm going to move it over to my new mail. I found it in spam. So I'm putting it in new mail now.
All right. Perfect.
Then I'll go.
I'm just filling out your order right now, okay? I'm
going to
submit that once I have the bank statement. I'm going to submit everything. Our underwriter is going to call you and just go ahead and pretty much give you the best offer we have for you, okay?
Yeah, I don't like speaking to underwriters because, you know, all those things they think about is numbers. And when the numbers don't look right,
okay. No, but we're trying to work for what's convenient for you, okay? So that's why you guys are gonna have be able to, you know, talk to see what's best.
Okay.
And don't worry, all of our underwriters, they're real nice people. You know, they try to pretty much help you out as soon as possible. We know that you need the money, especially if somebody else hasn't lent you the money, we're gonna try to do that right now, okay?
Okay. So I'm filling out after. I'm heading to exit, but while I'm there, I'm filling it out right as I'm driving.
Yeah,
I'm on the second page now.
Okay. Take your time. So, submitting the order. All right, Mr. Rene. Don't worry, take your time, okay? Just wanted to make sure you're still on the line.
Okay, I'm just looking for industry healthcare. Looking for healthcare.
All right.
I just do health services. Business.8/12/December. December 2016.
I'm just verifying your information, okay? You say your credit is 640 or 620?
620.
All right. I
just putting in the EIN number now.
Okay.
87. Asking me again, business start date. I put in the business start date.
All right, it's because you have to put in, like, you have to put it in the calendar. Okay, don't put
in the
numbers, select from the calendar.
Numbers. I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
And, like, try not to leave any spaces when you put a name or any number, because that's going to give you an error. You have to make sure that there's no spaces, okay?
Okay.
And you're heading home right now, sir? Over Renee?
No, I'm going to work.
Okay. So you got the graveyard shift?
Yeah, it's still not accepting the start date.
The start date.
Trying to check, put it on the calendar. Put it on the calendar, but it's not working.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it's still showing up in red. Isn't that start date?
All right, so...
There's nothing wrong with your with the format.
No, don't worry. What? Let me see what. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and fill it out for you. Is that okay? I can do it from my side. All right, so
okay.
All right, look, what you can do right now is you can. We're gonna fill out that application. I'm gonna fill it out, but while you're on the line, send your bank statements to my email, and I will try to upload them. Okay. I will upload them in your in the system. So I'm gonna go ahead and you said.
I don't know. That's the only thing that's pending there. The business start date still showing up in red. I put it in like 6 times.
Yeah.
Let me just put. Let me put a different month. If it takes a different month.
Yeah. Try to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you. Your entire your entity is LLC, corporation, partnership.
S corporation. Right. Yeah, there's something wrong with your format, so you have to do it yourself. I'm gonna email you the start bank statements now. So May,
it has to be 4 months.
No, June. Yeah, June, May, June, July, August, 4 months. All right, I'll send that right now. I have to pull off the highway with this. I can't keep doing this while driving. Dangerous.
Yeah, don't worry. Take your time. So when did your business start?
December 30th, 2016.
Can you provide me with the physical address?
11325 Park Square, P-A-R-K, one word, next word, S-Q-U-A-R-E, Drive, D-R-I-V-E, suite number K-202, K for Kevin, 202, Bakersfield, B-A-K-E-R-S-F-I-E-L-D, California, 93311.
Perfect. Okay. So, and what's your federal tax ID, sir?
81-101-7971.
All right. So your home address is not the same as the business, right?
It's the same.
It's the same, all right, perfect. What's your date of birth?
March 28th, 1967.
All right. And your ownership is 100%, right?
All right.
All right, perfect. Did you send the bank statements in already?
I'm working on it right now. I'm driving right as I'm trying to do it.
So, Mr. Rene is asking you to submit your social security number. Can you provide that, please?
49202-9114.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'm submitting the application right now, okay? All right, so the application is already sent out, right?
Okay.
I just need for you to send me the bank statements, please.
Yeah, give me a few minutes.
All right.
Almost done. Just loading all of us now.
Yeah, don't worry. Take your time, right?
Downloaded everything. Now I gotta go back to your email so I can just click reply.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. So
it's now gonna be on the old mail. Files are downloading. As soon as that's done, I'll hit send. Send. Okay, so it's been sent, so you sure have it now.
Yeah, so did you send them?
I said it's been sent, you should have it now.
Perfect, alright. Oh, perfect, I just received them, okay?
Okay.
Alright, and is there any way that you can send them to, yeah, all right, so I already, all right, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I'm submitting that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, sir, look, so Mr. Rene, I do apologize about the inconvenience.
Yeah.
I did receive them on my file, but can you send them to my, okay, at, to my supervisor? He's asking them to receive them.
You have to provide me with that email, please. Driving.
Yeah, write it down right now.
I'm driving. Okay, hold on a second. This is too dangerous for me. It's not acceptable. Okay, give it to me, please.
It's Carlos at Milestone.
You have to spell it out, please. Spell it. Spell it out.
Okay. C-A-R.
Uh-huh.
L-O-S.
Okay.
At Milestone. M-I.
Spell.
L-E-S-T-O-N-E.
Okay.
C-A-P-I. T-A-L. FUNDING.com. So it's going to spell out.
Okay.
Carlos at MilestoneCapitalFunding.com.
Okay.
Can you send the 4 months to his email, please? So he can...
I'll forward it from yours to him right now.
Okay, perfect. So, Mr. Arena, I do want to thank you so much for your patience, and we're going to try to get this money out to you as soon as possible, okay? Our underwriter is going to go ahead and call you immediately so you guys can get you approved, because everything's already approved, all right?
I just sent it.
I'm asking him right now, okay? Perfect. So he said that he did receive them. Everything's taken care of. Do you mind if the underwriter calls you right now? Or do you want him to call you like in 20 minutes when you finish driving?
Tell him to call me right now. I just pulled over. Have him call me right now, please.
Perfect. I will let him know right now, okay? And thank you for your time, Mr. Lynn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's going to call you right now.